Welcome back to Friends of Akati podcast. You've got Bradman, Chris Walker. This is the second of our trilogy of specials to round off the year for Christmas and New Year. And this one, this is something completely different. This is not anything to do with the work that we're doing. But it is something that I wanted to cover in some way. I don't know if it was I was going to write a blog post or, as it's turned out, going to chat about it on here. Now, I'm personally quite a big fan of the Grand Tour, that being the program that the former Top Gear presenters went to, you know, Jeremy Clarkson, Richard Hamm and James May. They've been doing that show on Amazon for about 10 years. And this year it has wrapped up, and it's wrapped up with a special called One for the Road. And it was filmed largely in Zimbabwe. And as I said, I'm a fan of that program, and I was watching that special as it came out. And I just remember thinking, actually, this is not just Zimbabwe, but it's also more localized. It's Harare's in there, you know, and these are all the places that we talk about on here, and I'm reading about from Chris's posts and everything like that. And obviously, you've got first-hand experience out there. For a lot of it, this is the first time I'm seeing a lot of this, but beyond your posts and videos and photos and things like that. So I thought it'd be just worth a chat, really, about that special. And I've made a few notes because I've rewatched it again this weekend. And there's a few things I want to pick out and maybe just discuss with you. But just to kick off with, what did you make of the actual special itself?
Well, unlike you, I'm not really a fan of those particular people. I'm not a huge fan of them, but I do like some of the specials that they've made. I don't know, there's something about them that annoys me.
I can completely see that. Don't you worry.
But they do go to some fascinating places, and yeah, that apparently that's the one they wanted to go to end their series with. So yeah, it was delightful for me. For a start, it was twice as long as most of their coverages. So, and obviously for me, what was really interesting was when they went to the places that I've been to.
Yeah,
and there's quite a few in there. I recognise quite a lot of it, and even the bits that they've been to that I haven't been to, I know of them. And I could tell. I've done this with them before. They've said stuff on there and they've shown stuff on there, and I think, nah, you didn't do that. You're lying to me there.
Well,
one of the Uganda ones, I remember they went to somewhere which was in a national park, and they were like perched on the edge of this view over a river, and they said they were camping, and what they didn't show was like 200-300 meters away was a 4-star hotel. No way they camped. No way.
well, let's start. One of the first things I wanted to pick out was the landscapes, really, because there was a quote in it and it said it was the perfect backdrop for their final motoring adventure. And I think it was, because one thing that I know you've talked a little bit about some of the landscapes there, the jacaranda trees, certainly, you know, we've seen photos of those and they look incredible. What I didn't realize, and this is what the special put across quite well, was how varied the landscape actually is, because as they mentioned, you know, you've got like hills that are sort of akin to Austria and Switzerland, you know, there's like flat plains that are sort of like Ireland, you know, and then you've got these huge like man-made lakes and of course the desert areas, and it's there's so many different things within this one country.
Yeah, there is. I mean, one of the things that certainly when I was out there, the people who come out for a visit, they do like a tour of Zimbabwe, which usually started off in Harare, went towards the Eastern Highlands, and then from there you can either go north to Nyanga, which is where there was something in particular that we'll talk about shortly, and then on the south side there's more hills east, and it's like a chain of hills, bit like Scotland in some respects, and then you sort of go down to a much flatter area, and then across the big river, and then round to another major city where there's just near the Great Zimbabwe Ruins, then you go to Bulawayo, and then you go to Victoria Falls, and that's the tour, really. And it's a great place to go. There's so many different things to see and do there.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Victoria Falls. There's that featured quite prominently as well, didn't it? And that bridge as well, of course, very famous Victoria Falls Bridge.
Yeah, I've been across it, but I didn't do the jump.
Yeah, that bridge, you do get the sense of scale, I think, from it as well, don't you? Yeah. And of course, they did talk about the man-made lake as well, you know, the largest largest man-made
Yeah, Lake
lake.
Kariba, yeah.
Yeah, and of course the hydroelectric power as well, which I think we have mentioned on here previously, haven't we?
I think possibly, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's...
shared with Zambia, the power.
Yeah, so maybe just talk a little bit about that, because that seems to be quite a, you know, that dam that's put in, that seems to be quite a large piece of infrastructure, and I suppose it powers a lot of the sort of surrounding areas.
It was built, I said, believe it was in the 50s, I think, when it was still Northern Rhodesia and Southern Rhodesia, I believe. Yeah, so and its purpose was to provide electricity for the two countries, which are now Zimbabwe and Zambia. And so it's been going for some time.
There's two or three more things I'd like to just chat about from this special, and sort of getting a sense of the country and getting a sense of sort of how it's portrayed. There was just a very brief clip at the start, as it was opening the program and introducing it. There was the zip line that Richard Hammond was doing. We had a zip line video sent through recently as well, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, and that, it's I went with some friends there. I went during my visit, that is in the Eastern Highlands, which is right at the very. That's why it was done at the beginning of the show, because that was on the far east of the country, so quite a long way from Victoria Falls. But it is fascinating. There's a quite a tall waterfall there called Mtarazi Falls. And there's a something like a 40-mile bumpy road to get to it, which was a bit of a nightmare, but we did manage to get there. And there are two footbridges and then a zip wire sort of above and slightly beyond that. And it overlooks the waterfalls overlook a sheer drop of something like 800 meters or something like that. It's quite terrifying, really. So the guys went, I think Clarkson stood on one of the bridges, and Hammond did the zip wire, which
Yes.
out of the three, he'd be the one that's daft enough to try.
You didn't fancy a
But
go yourself.
absolutely not. I've got a head for heights.
No.
I don't have a head for heights, and no, I've got plenty of pictures, but no, I didn't fancy that myself, I'm afraid.
There were some fantastic shots as well, just sort of they're just called sort of editorial shots, really. You know, when you're doing a transition scene to something else, and you see, you know, there'll be some wildlife and stuff. But I mean, one that particularly stuck out to me was some of the elephants in the Zambezi just sort of walking across. Fantastic imagery.
Yeah, I mean that was, I'm pretty sure that was taken up at Manapouls National Park, which is up by the Zambia border, in the far north, very far north of the country. So that's the Zambezi River, which flows through that part between the two countries.
And then there was one more thing that I'd quite like to pick out, because as I said at the start, specifically Harare they went to as well, and a huge market there, you know, stalls and
I
you
know.
know, all different types of things. And within the context of the program, the storyline was that they were able to find sort of a new exhaust pipe, you know, for Hammond's cart, the exact same thing, you know, with all the parts and the spares. I was going to ask sort of how likely it was they actually did find that there, but also the sort of the scale of that market and the variety of stuff that was there. I mean, yeah, maybe just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's filmed in an area called Mbare, and Mbare Market, Mbare Musika is very well known in the area, and it wouldn't surprise me if they could find absolutely anything they wanted in there. Quite how they come by those things, no idea. But I'm not surprised that if that's genuine. I could believe that. Yeah,
Yeah.
but it is a massive place, and it's quite a deprived area, but also the main bus terminus is there for going for buses within the country. Because I used to use that when I was first there. Then gradually I found a better route out of the city to catch the bus further out, because it could get a bit dangerous sometimes, that place.
Do you say Michael Palin's done a program there as well previously?
He did pole to pole, and he went down through. He did come down through Zimbabwe, but he didn't go through Harare. Somebody who you might be interested in was Ramesh Ranganathan.
All right, yeah.
He did Zimbabwe, and he went to that area, to Mbari. So if you're interested in that
Yeah.
kind of thing, travel in Zimbabwe, he's a good one.
Well, I think the thing about these programs is that as much as they are, storylined and, set up, and they'll know where they're going on each day and where they need to be and all of that, you
Yeah.
do still get a sense of what the country's like. And, as we said, the sort of central premise of this one was they were driving across the country. And as a result of that, you can see the varied landscapes and, how it changes from sort of town to town, city to city. And I think that is definitely the sort of the benefit of those specials, is they can highlight countries like that in a way that's, I guess, it is a quite a unique way of doing it. And I think that is certainly why the specials, definitely the specials, as opposed to maybe the programs themselves, have endured and have been so popular.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Yeah, I mean, what struck me as I was watching it, I mean, yes, I mean, I knew that the scenery's like that, but to see it on, on your big screen at home,
Yeah.
with these guys driving through, yeah, I mean,
4K
couldn't give the.
resolution and all of
They were
that.
going through what the tea plantations,
Yeah.
through the Eastern Highlands, then on the main roads into the big cities. And yeah, I mean, I've taken some screenshots of the TV, which I'm going to put into the blog, so you'll see some of these places. And yeah, it was absolutely fascinating. Again, I'm not convinced that they didn't know where they were going.
No, of course they know where they're going.
Yeah,
Of course they do.
because I mean, because they had to get in to do that detail that they may or may not have planned. They went to Manor Pools, which is well known as an extraordinary game park.
Right.
And they must have got permission to do the things they did there,
Yeah,
which
of
is to drive
course.
around
Yeah.
like a rally driver inside the game park. Quite how they got away with that, I don't know. But yeah, and then they went to Kariba. And again, there was some of the roads were outstanding. I mean, I love that. I love driving in there because the roads are just amazing. Once you get out of the main cities and that, you've no idea what's coming next sometimes.
Yeah.
The last bit, which was when they went back into Botswana for the first time, because
Yep.
if you remember, I've been to Botswana as well.
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
Yeah, so I kind of knew where that was as well. I know roughly where they crossed the border. They must have driven through Wange National Park, and I think one of the pictures that I've taken off the screen shows the state of the road through the game park, because that particular border post that they went through, is called Pandamatenga, and I know where that is. And then you come into the main road, which heads towards Francistown, which is where I worked. But before that, you turn off into the Pans, the Makadikadi Pans, which
Yeah.
is where the Ubu Island was, and that. So watching that, it was really nice, because that was a different place again. And the Pans, it's an incredible piece of scenery. It's so easy to get lost on there if you're not careful, because it just looks like a moonscape.
And I think that'll do for that one. I'll say just something slightly different. And I think maybe going into next year, we might do a little bit more like this as well, and just have a look at sort of African culture in general, and yeah, so get some opinions on that as well. But yeah, thank you very much for listening to this one. On the next one, we'll have a bit more of a detailed look ahead to next year in terms of what we're going to do as the charity. So thank you very much. We'll see you next time.